Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Chemistry happens over time, right? Just build up to it. She'll eventually like you. That brainwashing is something you're probably familiar with and something that Doc Love was against. In this clip from the February 24th, 2021 show, you hear Doc talk about why that's all nonsense as he takes apart a column from Dear Abby. By the way, you can get free stuff at DocLove.com. There's a lot there, but nothing compares to the system at DocLove.com/system. It changed the lives of thousands around the world, still does today. And you can read the unsolicited You Changed My Life letters at DocLove.com/system. Now, let's talk chemistry.
Well, one of your favorite brainwashers, Doc, on the show is Dear Abby. And I've got Dear Abby that I picked up in my newspaper last week. And I'll just read this to you real quick. It's actually a woman that writes in. She says, I'm a 21-year-old with a best friend. I'll call Darren. He's a sweet, nice guy. I'm kind of skipping ahead. And basically, he's been after her for a date for like a year. I mean, he should have got it, but he didn't. Anyway, this is the key paragraph. I recently met a hot guy named Mike I really like a lot. When I told Darren, he was jealous and hurt. He asked how I could consider a date with Mike, but not him. And do you think I let him on? Am I wrong for wanting to start a relationship with someone else? Please tell me what to do. Now, here's Dear Abby's answer. You haven't led him on, and you are entitled to your feelings. Darren has been hanging around hoping you will fall in love with him. You have been upfront with him. If the chemistry hasn't, and this is the key here, Doc, in my opinion, if the chemistry hasn't kicked in for a year, isn't likely to happen, regardless of whether Mike is or isn't the one. Tell Darren the time has come for both of you to date others and let him go. Now, what I take out of this, the key sentence to me is, if the chemistry hasn't kicked in for a year, like it would kick in after a year.
It kicks in at 3 to 6 minutes.
Yeah. Brainwashing.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Let's say this guy never liked this girl, and they worked together, and then this is what I call sneak-up love, and they both started liking each other mutually, then it would have been all right. Because sometimes that happens, but it's a rare, rare case.
Sure.
95% of the time, it's the first 3 to 6 minutes, she gets a feeling toward this guy. That's the thing. So it doesn't take a year to kick in. And it's a little bit of brainwashing in there, too.
Yeah, definitely.
But the point is, if this guy was asking this girl on a date for a year, I mean, she should have made it clear that, look, if you're going to keep asking me for a date, we're no longer going to be friends, because that's all we are, and that's all we'll ever be forever. Can you do that? So, dude, can't tell me she got her jollies off while this guy's chasing her for a year.
Actually, I didn't read that to you. She did tell him, here's a guy that really needs Doc Love, because she did tell him repeatedly that she said, I don't consider going out on a date with him, and I think of us as two friends hanging out. I mean, she did tell him. I mean, she's actually a pretty nice girl. She did tell this guy up front. I didn't read that to you, so you didn't know.
Okay.
But here's a guy that really has been sold down the river by the Hollywood movies. Just keep persistent, and she'll fall in love with you. No?
Yeah. Persistence doesn't work when their interest level is 49 or less. That's not Doc Love. That's the reality factor. They got to dig you out of the get-go. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Or that rare moment in time where you guys work together, or maybe you work out the gym together, and slowly you guys come together. But it's extremely rare that happens.
The show from February 24th, 2021 went about an hour, and you missed much more. Doc talked about challenge. It's very unique to Doc. Nobody talks about challenge, or at least they didn't talk about challenge until Doc started talking about challenge. So you'll want to hear that clip. Also, why you need to move on from a control freak, and why a great R&B artist made amazing music, and Doc really liked his music, but paying attention to the lyrics would really hurt your cause in dating. Join the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com, and you will get that and much more in the February 24th show, plus hundreds of hours of audio, hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly at DocLoveClub.com. Thanks for being here. See you next week.